I'm excited. This is like our first like really kind of full rev. Everybody's back. Everybody's like ready to go.
It's Mim. It's Mim. Not Rev.
It's Rev. It's Rev Lemon that we're remembering. It's Rev. Yeah, exactly. It's Rev Langer Lemons. It's Rev Langer Lemons.
Okay.
Our first Mim. Thank you. I'm kind of like, we've been doing this conference. All the youth leaders have been doing this conference this weekend. And
it's more intense than school.
It's super intense. So, like, Friday, all day Saturday, even today after we get finished, we got to go back to the conference, and it's like all this, like, deep, like, emotional, introspective, and like, why is this? What is your value? What is your purpose? And I'm telling you, I'm just like, I'm done. So if I start saying things that are off, like, you understand why. Just because I'm like, exactly.
Stop making me laugh.
Huh? Make you laugh? Oh, you did back handsprings the other day, didn't you? Then your abs are hurting. Okay. Another story altogether. She said stop making her laugh because her stomach's hurting. Anyway, let me get started with today. I think I got a cool message for today. We'll see what it looks like, what happens. Here's my question. Today we want to talk about, well, what has been our theme for this year?
Plugged in.
Good job. There's your
sucker. Oh crap, don't fly.
Okay. Alright, so our theme today, our theme for this year.
Stuff.
Yes, okay. You don't like sweets? Give it back to me.
Next time, too late.
Our theme this year has been plugged in, right? We talked about getting plugged into different things. What I want to focus on today is a power source. Like, my question for you guys is, where are you getting your power from? What'd you say? God? That was the Sunday school answer. God.
Jesus.
Holy Spirit. Yeah. Bible. So where do you get your power from? Where do you connect to? Like, where do you get your energy from? And a lot of us really, we're quick to say, well, God, but I'm not sure if that's actually where we get our energy and our power from. I don't even know if we really know what it means, if we really understand what it means to be connected to God, to be plugged in to God. We say it a lot, and I think it's a lot of Christianese, but I don't know if we actually understand what it means. And so what I wanted to do today was take time to break it down, like what it means and how we actually really get connected to God, like practical ways to get connected to God. So let's see how this goes. Let's see if you guys can understand what I'm talking about. I know you can because you're smart, you're high speed, and we're ready. Here we go. All right, so there's three ways. There's three ways that we get connected. There's three ways that we get power. Three ways that we get energy. Three ways that things are going to come into this thing that we call self, right? So what is the self made of?
Flesh.
Anybody?
Flesh.
Our body.
Oh, body.
That was like a little bit of a rambling, and I'm not even sure what it was.
Wait, is this thing from camp? I have
a note. Anybody? Body. What's another one?
Spirit,
what's another one?
Mind.
Mind or soul? What's the difference between the three? Nothing? He just like, nothing's the difference. Nothing's the difference. They're all the same. Okay. Here, let me. Are you kidding me? Seriously?
I'll get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please turn off your cell phones.
One step ahead of you.
Hey, it might be the delivery. All right. Anyway, sorry about that. Back to where I was. Three things: body, soul, and spirit. And I just totally got sidetracked, but I'm going to get back on it right now. What is the difference between those three? Thank you very much. What's the difference between those three? All right. So, before I even get started with this, I wanted to do this in a way where you guys can totally understand. I know this is the age of technology. This is the age of where everybody gets everything. Like, we've been raised on computers and stuff. So, I need one quick volunteer. One quick volunteer? Come on, BMO. Come on, BMO. Come on, BMO. Hurry up. Hurry. All right, BMO. This is what I need you to do. I need you to get power to all three of these devices. How would you do it?
Oh, I understand what the
flesh. How would you power to all three of these devices?
Plug it in.
How?
Just plug it in.
So, do it.
So, do you have a lemon?
So, do it.
Smash it in there.
Are you being serious? Are you being serious right now? Are you being serious right now? Right, you about to get electrocuted. Put it down, Bebo. Wow, Bebo. Okay, Bebo, go sit down. Wow. Wow. Bebo's trying to kill himself. Yeah, that would just be great. I can see that news report right now. This man kills himself at youth group. That would be just great. I'll do it. I'll do it. I don't want anybody to get electrocuted. Okay? It's okay. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Joe! We know how to do this! I know you know. It's okay. We'll get to it. Calm down. Okay, dial it back a little bit. You're not getting credit. I know. I'm sorry. It's not a test. Okay, here we go. So, the best way, if you're not BMO, to get this, get all three of these powers is to plug this into what? To plug it into the USB and to plug this one into the other slot of the USB, and then you'll have power from the computer, right? Right? Yes, no? Okay, let's talk about what each one of these is, right? This one is the bike, right? Obviously, it's a little bit smaller, right? Right? Look, it's smaller. This is the body. What are the characteristics of the body? Let's go through it. The body is like very basic. This is a part of us that is our humanity. If you look at it, it's like our urges. It's very tiny. It doesn't have a lot of programming in it. All it is just like immediate self-gratification. That's all the body desires. That's all it wants. Instant gratification. I press the button, I hear music. It's not like got a whole bunch of programming on it. I'm not going to do a ton of stuff on it. It's only just this small thing. But so many times, many of us live our lives as if this is the most important thing in our life. And as you can see, this is look how small this is in comparison to the other two. But why do we live our lives as if this is the most important one? Right? And as you can see, there's no direct way for this to get plugged into the power source. And we could try to get power from it, like go get one of those little like adapters to try to get power. But even if we were to get some kind of energy to this, it's still not going to give it any kind of programming whatsoever, is it? Why? If we compare this to our body, I'm going to say it this way. Hopefully you guys can understand it. God doesn't talk to our flesh. Why? God doesn't talk to our flesh. Why? Anybody know? You should all know this.
Because our flesh is earthly.
Our flesh is earthly. Our flesh is dead. Our flesh was crucified with Christ on the cross. So he didn't speak to flesh. He didn't need to talk to flesh. So we're not going to get any of our programming and our energy from this. So if we're trying to get all of our power and everything from this, you're wrong. It always has to be charged. It only stays charged for so long, but it's always looking for energy. Our flesh is always looking for energy somewhere, always looking for, our body is always looking for, and this is the cool, not the cool thing, but the bad thing. We get over here and we get to this one, which is our mind or our soul, right? A lot of times we try to live our lives with this ruling this. Does that make sense? This is soul, in case you can't see that. This is our soul. This one is our mind, all right? This is our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings, our character. This is a part of us that, you know, or it's pictures. This is our soul. I'll hold it like this. This is our soul. This is our thoughts, our emotions, our intellect. This is that part of us that it's actually designed to serve something. Our mind, our soul is designed to serve something. It will serve something. And many times, it serves our flesh because we try to use this to control that. Has anybody ever tried to use their iPod Nano to control their iPad or anything like that? Anybody? I know you, BMO, because you don't get the whole thing about... I know you, BMO. I actually don't put it past you, okay? But in real life, you would never try to use this to control them. Right? Does it make sense? Yes or no?
Yes.
If it doesn't make sense, ask me. Does it make sense?
Yes.
This is the designed to serve something. It's going to serve something. If it doesn't serve flesh, well, let me say this. If we live completely out of our flesh, and I just spit. If we live completely out of our flesh, if we're putting all of our energy, we're trying to get all our power into our flesh, then into our body, that's where we get fleshly living. That's where we're following all of our fleshly desires. That's when we're constantly falling into temptation. That's when we're constantly falling to sin. That's how we live our lives. And then if we're serving our body, if we're serving our body with our mind, then once again, we're following all of our animalistic urges. And this is constantly how the world is telling us that we should live. Do whatever feels good. Live for today. Instant gratification. But as you can see, this was designed. It has a greater purpose than this does. Yes or no? This has a much greater purpose than this. It's got more programming than this does. But so many of us are trying to live our lives, trying to put all our energy and all our effort into this, and not paying attention to this one. Our mind, our soul, but even that is not enough. Even that is not enough. Because we have our mind, we have our soul, right? But then we got this one, the big daddy. And this is our spirit. It says in the Bible, in Hebrews, I think it's 4:11, that the word of God is quick and powerful, that it's sharper than any double-edged sword. It judges, it penetrates, dividing between soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It divides our soul from our spirit and from our body. It divides the three. And so we have the flesh that we've already talked about, the body. We have the mind that we've talked about, and now we're going to the spirit. And the spirit is that part of us that's eternal. It's that part of us that directly communicates with God. It knows God. On a deep, deep level, it knows God. It's not even, I don't even know how to explain this. If you're not spiritual, you won't understand what I mean by this. But the spirit knows God. It knows, like, deep inside that he is real. It connects with God. It communes with God. It mingles with God. It senses God's presence. The flesh can't do it. God didn't talk to the flesh. The mind likes the idea of God, but it doesn't like God himself. Our mind, we like the idea of God. We like the idea of spiritualism, but it doesn't like God himself, because then the mind has to give control to God. And so we come to the spirit. Here's a point. These two should be plugged into here. You get the point. Some assembly required. God did all the assembly, so we don't have to do the assembly ourselves. But here's the point. The spirit is eternal. It's designed to control the other two. These two should be showing the programming that's already here. These two should contain the programming that's already in here. Our spirit, we should be living out of our flesh and out of our mind. All this should be controlled by what's in here. Don't worry about it, Miss Owner. They get the point. I don't think that y'all are not 3 years old. Y'all get the point, right? I just wanted to give you a visual so that you understood. But so many times, we're trying to live out of our mind. Or we're trying to live out of our flesh. We need to try to live it out here. And here's the most important part. Even if all these are plugged into our spirit, that's not enough. Because the spirit's got to be plugged into something. Right? It's got to be plugged into something. And exactly, it's got to be plugged into God. I can use two sticks to try to power this. There's energy in this. There's energy in this foot pedal. Is this a sustainable resource to power the spirit? So many of us are trying to plug ourselves into stupid stuff. Stuff that's not, it's not a sustainable source. It's not a sustainable source. There's no way that this is going to work to power. There's no way. And here's this. I know I'm using a laptop here, but I wish this was like an iMac. Because the point is that the spirit was designed to be plugged in. It's not designed to be taken away. It's designed to be plugged in. And if it's not plugged in, guess what? It's dead. So many of us are living our lives and we're not spiritually plugged in. We are spiritually dead. Oh, we're spiritually malnourished. We have no energy. We're trying to find our energy from these different places, and we're not getting anywhere. And we believe that God is going to judge us by what comes out of this. So many of us live out, well, I go to church. I go to rehab. I live out of this. God's not interested in what's coming out of this as much as he's interested in this. This contains a program. Does that make sense? This contains a programming. This contains what we need. And whatever's in this is going to be coming out of those two. I don't care what you say. You can say, oh yeah, I believe in God. I go to church. I do all these things. But I guarantee you, what's inside of your heart, what's deep inside of your spirit, that's exactly what's going to come out of you. And when we live our lives, we're constantly like, I'm going to say it, where we're constantly falling asleep in sin, and we're living like sinful, like, I'm just going to say all like the cuss words and all. Come on, guys. Live out of your spirit. I'm not saying that we need to follow law and all that good jazz, but we need to be living out of this. And if this is connected to God, good things are going to come out. If this is connected, truly connected to God, good things will come out of here and here. And here's the point. Not only is this getting power, but it's got a user who's programming it. We got the Holy Spirit who's coming in and he's giving direction. And he's giving programming. And all that program is once again going to reach these two. It's going to reach our mind. And it's going to reach our body. And all these two are going to follow, these two are going to follow suit. But if we're not getting our power once again to go through our spirit first and foremost, we can forget about it. So here's a question I want to ask you guys. How do we feed our spirit? Should we feed our spirit? Should we feed our spirit?
Yes.
After all I just said, should we feed our spirit?
Yes.
How do we feed our spirit? Say what? God's word. That's an excellent way. That is an excellent way to feed our spirit. How else? Fiber. Pray, talk to God. How else? Worship from your heart. I would say yes, that will feed our spirit. How else?
Spiritual
community. Getting in community actually will encourage us, and it will feed our spirit. How else? I'm going to get on that one second. How else? Now you've given the church answers. Now I want practical answers. How else? You already said that, and I told you, I'm going to get to that in a second. How else? Having godly influences, I would say yes. That will definitely speak to our mind. It'll speak to our flesh. It'll also speak to our spirit. But how else, guys? Come on. If we say that we're living by the Spirit, then we should know different ways to feed our spirit. How else? This is a problem. You understand? Let me give you some ways, all right? Get discipled. Get a mentor. Get somebody who's going to actually speak truth into your life. Something that's going to actually... Look, we got all these youth leaders here. All these youth leaders who are waiting. We're waiting for somebody to come up and say, hey, man, can we have a meeting? Can we have a coffee? I just want to talk. I want to get a mentor. Get discipled. That's a way to feed your spirit. How else? Pray together with somebody. That's good. Pray by yourself. That's great. That's good. We should be praying alone. But get together and pray with someone else. Pray for somebody else. Read a spiritual book. How many of us have read The Hunger Games? Or any other book that's out? Come on. Seriously, be honest. It's okay. Guys, it's okay. Hunger Games is okay. Look, I won't make fun of you much. Harry Potter. Come on. Twilight. Don't lie. Tell the truth. Don't lie. I'm not raising my hand. I refuse to read a spiritual book.
Where's Stephen Baldwin?
Read a book that's going to speak to your spirit.
I know.
And I'm not just talking about the Bible. The Bible's great. The Bible's definitely the word. But read another book. We got that library sitting right over there that's full of books waiting for people to use it. They're books that will speak to your spirit, that will encourage you. You know what? Narnia is a good book. Narnia is a great book. And it is actually very spiritual. When I'm telling you, when I was in second, third grade, I read Narnia, and it encouraged me. This is going to sound crazy, but because I started to read the book, I was like, wait a second. I didn't know it was written by a Christian author. I grew up in the ghetto. I grew up in the hood. And so nobody knew even who this cat was. I'm just telling you, nobody knew who this cat was. It was some book that I found in the library at school in this dusty spot. And I was like, oh, this looks kind of cool. So I started reading it. When I read it, I was like, this guy's got to be a Christian. I think this Aslan character is supposed to be Jesus. this guy has got to be a Christian. And I'm going through the book, I'm like, when Aslan gets slain and he comes back, I'm like, this has got to be Jesus. This has got to be Jesus. And it encouraged me so much. I was like, oh, I didn't know until later that this guy was actually a Christian. C.S. Lewis, not only was he a Christian, but he was one of the greatest thinkers of our time. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't know. But even then, it was speaking to my spirit. Even then, it was speaking to my spirit. Read a spiritual book. What else? Listen to a sermon. Listen to a podcast. How many of us have listened to a podcast before? How about listen to a spiritual podcast before? Get a podcast. You know what? We put our messages online. Go and listen to one of our messages. Listen to a message online. By all means, listen to some worship music or some kind of music that's going to invest in your spirit. We listen to some crazy, crappy stuff. I know because I work in a gym, and some of the music that comes on, I'm like, whoa, 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 okay, fast forward. There's some stuff in there I'm like, whoa, hold on, okay. And you know what? When we're doing that, you know what that's investing in? All it's doing is investing in our physical. It's gratifying the body. That's all it's doing. It's investing in this part of us. Invest in something that's going to invest in that part. Listen to something that's going to invest in that part. I'm not saying that this is bad, but we need to be doing just as much or more of investing in this as we're investing in this. Why? Look at the size of that one compared to this one. There's no comparison. Yes or no? Look at the program that's in this one compared to this one. There's no comparison. What are other ways? Talk to a friend about God. Man, we talk to our friends about all kinds of crazy stuff. I've heard all kinds of conversations. You'd be amazed at some of the conversations you hear. You can, some of these other places. Man, talk to a friend about God, man. Talk to a friend about being encouraged. Ask the real questions. Don't just do all the surface bullcrap. How you doing? I'm doing fine. Yeah, what's up, dog? We chilling. Okay, peace. You know, but get it to, hey, man, how you feeling? What is God doing in your life? What did you think about that message? Start talking about this stuff and sharing with one another. Start doing it. Because I guarantee you, that will speak to your spirit. And don't just give the church answers. Hey, well, how you doing? I'm doing just fine, brother. No. Really? Hey, you know what? I kind of struggle with the message that Joe gave. I really don't believe so-and-so. Hey, well, let's talk about that. Let's be honest with one another. Let's build community. That's how you build community. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What else? Oh, here's a good one. One that's going to minister to your spirit. Help someone else. Serve someone else. Give something that's going to cost you. Something that's a sacrifice for you. Whether it's money, time, whatever it is, give something that's going to cost you. Hey man, you know what? I just want to come spend time. I'll give you a perfect example. Spatulas. This may seem like stupid. It may seem like very physical. But I guarantee you, I myself, and I know I'm putting him on the spot, but I myself have seen Bebo grow this year. I'm not saying that it's just because of spatulas. But I will tell you this. Every Sunday, this guy's here. He's one of the first ones here every single Sunday. He makes it a point to be one of the first ones here. Why? Because he's intent on serving others. And that has affected his lifestyle. That has affected his lifestyle. Let me be totally honest. I'm going to tell you something that you may not know, but I'm going to tell you anyway. There were Sunday school teachers that came to me, and they were shocked when they heard that these guys became Christians, him and his friends. They were like, they were some of our biggest troublemakers. And I'm like, well, we're not talking about the same kid. I told them, we're not talking about the same kid. And they were excited. They're like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you should see these kids now. They're serving. Every single Sunday, this guy, he'll, hey, Joe, are you going to be there on Sunday morning? Are we doing specials? Okay, I'll be there. He'll run down here again. Because he's intent on serving others. Get your eyes off yourself and get them onto somebody else. That will feed your spirit. But it's so hard for us to get our eyes off of somebody. And I'm going to say it. I'm not trying to shame you, but I'm going to say it anyway. How many high schoolers do we have help out here on Sunday morning? Ryan helps out in the main service. Dude, that's sad, man. I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to shame you. I'm just saying the obvious. That's kind of sad. When the middle schoolers are leading by their example and the high schoolers aren't. That's kind of sad. By all means, invest in your spirit. This is one way. How else? Read a book on apologetics. Hey, here's one. Go on a walk with God. How many of us take retreats where we actually go off and say, hey, you know what? I know I need to hang out with you, but I'm going to go and take this time with God. Even if it's just a half hour, I'm going to go on a walk to spend some time with God. How many of us do that? That's a great way to invest in your spirit. If we actually start looking at God as if he is a real person and not just a vapor or a gas just floating around, because he is a real person. He's not just a vapor or a gas floating around. He's not just a concept. He's not just a great idea. He's actually a person who wants to spend time with you. If you actually go and start investing time, like I'm going to take a walk with God. I'm just, you know what? I used to go up to the Great Wall. I would go up to places and I would take like weekends where I would just spend it with God. By myself. People are like, oh, you want to a Great Wall? But yeah, can I come with you? No. Why not? I'm going by myself. Why? Why are you going by yourself? I'm going to spend time with God. And I would actually climb into the Great Wall, the broken parts, and stay up there by myself overnight and spend time with God. You guys know how polluted Beijing is. Every time I've done this, I've been sitting in the tower at 3 in the morning by myself. There's no lights around. And there's like shooting stars. All the stars are out in the galaxy. And I just feel God speaking to me. Man, I'm telling you, start to invest in your spirit. Take some time and just spend it with God. Get away from everybody else. Get away from your cell phones. Get away from all the stuff that's distraction, all these attractions. And get time with God. Invest in your spirit. What else? Spend some time in silence listening to God. By all means, do what our shirts say and get plugged in. Get plugged in the community. But here's the last, and this is the final point. I got all three of these, and they're all plugged in. They're all plugged in, and they're all working. So what? They're all three plugged in, they're all working. It's even plugged into God. So what? Then what? Here's a point, and I want you guys to get this more than anything. Because I think we've done this to you at Rev, and I don't want to do this anymore. This year is going to be different. The whole point of this is not just to power this and this. Let me say it again. The whole point of this is not simply to power this and this. This thing has programs. With this, it's designed to communicate with other computers. It's designed to have programming. It's designed to go out. Look, God has designed our spirit not just so that we can live effective lives, just so we can be, okay, now I'm a Christian, I'm good. God has designed our spirit for a bigger and better purpose. And that one of those purposes is to reach out to other people. To get our eyes off of ourselves and start to move out into the world. To start to minister to other people. To start to communicate with others. But so many times we get so focused on getting energy to these two that we miss the point. The greater point of this. The greater point is that we be out ministering to other people. This year, more than any other year, I got three things to say. First of all, if you are not plugged in spiritually, get plugged in. If you are spiritually malnourished, if you are spiritually running on empty, get plugged in. And I'm not just talking about plugged into bongos, plugged into Ram, because those are great. Get plugged into Christ. Get plugged into God. If you are spiritually dead, come to know the Father. Because anything less is a small and meaningless existence. Second part. If this is you, one of these people, and you're plugged into Christ, don't let it stop there. Don't let it stop there. But now it's time for us to get out and start ministering to others. It's time for us to get our eyes off of ourselves and get it onto the world. It's time to stop thinking about self so much and start thinking about the purpose for which God created us. And the purpose for which he created us is more than just me being a Christian. If that were the case, then when you became a Christian, God would have immediately took you to heaven. Because that would have been the end all of it. But that's not what happened, is it? You're sitting here right now. So if you're a Christian, God has another purpose, a greater purpose. It says in the Bible that he created us in Christ Jesus to do good works which he prepared for us in advance to do. God has prepared good works for us to do here on the earth, each and every single one of you. And no, we're not going to get saved by those works, but guess what? He prepared for us to do them in advance. So if we're constantly just sitting here and just worried about this, we're missing the point. We're missing the point. In Rev and Bongos, Famine for China. We're going to be doing Famine for China. This, the things that we're doing, it's not just about us. It's about getting our eyes on someone else. When we start doing all of our events, like ski trips and stuff like that, it's not just so that we can go out and have fun and be in our little Christian bubble. It's so that you have an opportunity to invite your friends who are non-Christians so they can get into a place where they sense the presence of God. Because even when we're skiing, we got God with us. Even when I'm snowboarding, God is with us. And I don't know if you were here the first week, but they gave a classic example. BMO and Aiden and Lars and all this, they gave a classic example of how God lives through us and how when he is invading our spirit, it affects our actions, and that will affect the people, even people who do not know Christ, in a positive way. We're not just doing events just to have an event. We're not just doing it because we want to waste your time. We're doing it so that we can bring more people in. So that they themselves will come to know Christ. So that your friends and your loved ones will come. Guess what? If you got the cure to cancer, are you going to keep it to yourself? You want to share with somebody. We want to give you opportunity to be able to do that. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? I know that God is speaking to your heart, and I hope that he is speaking in a passionate way. I hope that we are stopped like trying to live and put all our energy into this flesh. I hope that we stop trying to live and put all our energy just to our mind. That only gives us intellectualism, but it does nothing for our eternal part. It does nothing for our spirit. I hope that we really start to invest in our spirit, and that will change us. That it will give us passion. That it will give us fervor. That we will be able to stand up for what we believe in. And honor God in every single way. Do you hear what I'm saying? Yes. Does that make sense? Yes. Bow your heads. Father God, thank you for this time. Thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to come together. Lord, we thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your presence. God, you didn't just give us this spirit. You didn't just give it so that we could just be Christians. You came to give us new life. And you came to give us new life so that we can affect others, Lord, with that new life. Your desire is that all people, that all nations would come to know you. Lord, may that be the desire of our hearts. That all people, that all nations would come to know you. Our friends, our families, our loved ones, Lord, even our enemies, may they come to know you. The biggest lie that we believe, Lord, is that hell does not exist. That it's not a real place. Lord, help us, Lord, to believe that you are real. That you're not just a concept. You're not just an idea. You are God. You're a being. You desire us. The things, the word that you've given us is true and that it applies even today. Touch and move on our hearts, Lord. Move on our spirits. And may it not just be about moving on our spirit for the sake of us to be Christians, but may it affect us so that we can pour out to others. Be exalted, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. If this is you, if you're one of these people, first of all, who is living spiritually dead, man, do not leave this place before you come and you talk to one of these leaders or pray with them. No, man, don't worry about what everybody else is thinking. Don't leave this place before you do. If you're one of these individuals who You're plugged in here, but you're not like plugged into, you're not like ministering to people. It's all about soul. Man, you need to take some time. Pray with the leader, or just even pray in your seat. Sit here and pray and ask God to give you the strength to be directly connected with him, and that he will change your focus so that it's not on these two, but it's on ministry to the world, that it's on connecting with other computers out there, giving them the program they need. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Let me give a quick disclaimer. I know that I'm using computers and iPads and all this other good stuff. And this does not in any way, shape, or form fully encapsulate the depth of what I'm trying to explain. It's only just a small earthly reminder of what we're trying to talk about here. But I pray that you won't leave today. If you're one of these individuals, you will not leave today before you pray, talk to one of these leaders, and get connected. I want you guys to be connected this year. This year, it's not about us. It's not just about us. It's about moving out into the world. It's about sharing with other people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. Get those. If there's anybody who's staying to pray, you stay and pray. Ready? One, two, three.